Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal, to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome everyone to The Karmic Path. This week, our topic is suicide. And our question that we've posed, including our Facebook, what did you call that?
Watch party.
I want to say dance party, but that would be really wrong.
We could do that, but that might scare people.
That might scare people. The question we have is that we posed is suicide contagious? And we always point out that everyone has a karmic path, whether they're aware of it or not. And because this show is about suicide, and that seems to be very prevalent right now, we want to look at it in this context. And it's important to understand that the actions of one person can echo out for a really long time. And they affect so many people, whether we're aware of it or not, and we may not ever know them. And so this show is really to focus on how does it echo out, and is there something we can do to help? So Laura, it has a story.
Well, it started out actually, before the story, this is really about resonance. And for the past couple of months, Tina and I have been building an online course about healing the grief of suicide. And what prompted this course is that we do talk to the dead and we listen to them and then we help them.
And with this, as I'm putting this course together and I'm finalizing all these little elements, about 2 weeks ago, Parkland School in Florida that had that mass murder happen about a year or so ago. And then all of a sudden, the students at that school are committing suicide. And I think a dad committed suicide. And then somewhere in Utah, a teenage boy kills himself. And then within 6 months or so, six of his friends kill himself also.
Kill themselves, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay.
They kill themselves as well. And it brings up the question, is suicide contagious? The Center for Disease Control in the United States, the CDC, says that between the years 2006 and 2016, teen suicide is up 70% among white teenagers, and it's up 77% among African-American teenagers. This is a problem. What we're doing is not working. And we're looking, Tina and I are looking at this with a slightly different angle because, yes, it is mental health, but maybe there's some subtle energies that are causing this to happen that we don't necessarily see, feel, or touch on a daily basis. And we're coming at this from the fact that we do talk to the dead.
And I think some of the very first people that I ever learned to cross over were several people who had taken their own lives. And we do use the term commit suicide because that's very prevalent. We don't mean to insult anybody or upset anyone. But for someone who's taken their own life, they have done an act of violence against themselves. And getting back to this, two of the very first people that I ever assisted in crossing over had taken their own lives. And I remember being astonished by what they told me. And they said, you know, each of them said separately, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to tell anybody what the darkness was like. I feel so bad that I did that because it isn't any better. It's just not any better now.
And we hear that often. So somebody who takes their own lives, they may not be, their pain may be so intense, they don't want to share it because it may seem to be contagious. They don't want to share it with their loved ones because they don't want to give their loved ones the pain. They may be seeing things out of the corner of their eye and think they're going crazy. There's many things that are happening that we, as a living bystander, a parent, a friend, a relative, a neighbor, may not see.
And because we can't see it, doesn't mean it's not ongoing. And there was a story recently about this young girl who has this incredible future. She was an honor student and she was a genius in engineering robotics and she's doing all these astounding things. And she's accepted some amazing college, university, and she's, you know, happily talking to her parents about, she's so excited she's going to go. And the next day she takes her own life and her parents are in complete stunned disbelief, as are her friends and the school.
It's always everything. A shocking event.
It's always going to be shocking. It's always going to be shocking. And they finally found some of her diaries. And in those diaries, she was recounting this intense emotional sadness and pain that she was feeling. And the family was completely unaware.
And a lot of times, if somebody is contemplating suicide, they're not going to share this. And we're discussing this aspect of it first because the aftermath of a suicide echoes out throughout the family, throughout the community, throughout the school, throughout the workplace. That echo really permeates things.
In Ghost Book, Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Volume 1, is this story of a family who lived in my neighborhood, and they moved into a house that had a resonance of violence, because this show is a lot about resonance. And it was so much cruelty and violence, and the previous owner, house had been vacant for 5 years, but the previous owner had gone completely mad. She had a terrible mental illness, and she went from bad to complete disaster and then eventually died. And the couple thought that they could simply come in and clean the walls, which were not in good shape, and clean everything up. And they worked. He was a builder. She was a decorator. They had all the tools and all the knowledge. But the energy, the resonance of the property was in a very dark place. And they didn't start, the couple didn't start out in a dark place. They were newly married. They were super happy. And they told me, but this was before he died, that as each day went on, this darkness seemed to begin to completely envelop them. And it's as if the world became gray. They didn't want to get up. They didn't want to go to do anything. Their finances started going into the toilet and nothing seemed to work. And so finally he turned to drugs because he started seeing things out of the corner of his eye, just like,
and it's not a normal part of their personality.
It wasn't their, right? They're really outgoing, very
and
dynamic.
This is
couple.
What we hear from a lot of those, because a lot of times people who've committed suicide, we have no idea who they are, where they came from. They just find us and they're looking for help. And they tell us these same things all the time.
We hear this over and over.
There was this darkness. I could see things out of the corner of my eye. They were always harassing me. I thought I was going crazy. I started doing drugs. I mean, the outline of these stories is always the same. The individual is very unique.
The individual, yes, the individual is unique. The stories are theme and variation over and over and over. And in this particular story, he said, I thought that if I ended it, I could be free of them. Imagine that. I thought if I took my own life, they would finally leave me alone. But it was no better in death. They were right there waiting for him. And as finally as I crossed him over, because he was so worried about his wife and he was hanging around her, and her depression skyrocketed. She's grieving her husband and the shock of it. Well, she can't separate her grief from his grief at his own death, that he did this to himself. Now he's done this to her. No. I mean, it's just this.
And this is the part of that suicide contagious element that we're talking about. So he commits suicide. He has not crossed over, because people who commit suicide do not cross over. Very rarely will that happen. And we'll be explaining why that is a little bit later in the show. So now he's died. She's grieving, but she doesn't know if she's grieving her own loss or if she is picking up on his ghostly energy of grief and depression.
And he was so worried about her because he could see he could now see what these things were that were harassing her. And he kept saying, you got to go down and talk to her. You have to do this for me. And I said,
that works great in TV shows.
Yeah. I said, I don't have quite the right clothes for that, but it's considered cruel and unusual for a psychic to knock on the door and say, gee, I have your dead loved one standing here.
That's just cruel.
That's just going to be cruel. And I said, but if we, you know, once we cross you over, I didn't say if, I said, basically when in the next few minutes, you will have help in the heaven world. And then you will be able to communicate her with assistance, which is exactly what he did. She wouldn't leave the house. And she actually had two exorcisms performed on that house.
Wow.
And neither of them worked, of course, because they couldn't, they didn't know what they were actually trying to deal with. Not as a criticism, but that didn't work. But after he was crossed over and he was able to assist her, the next day she moved out of the house. She never returned. She paid a service to pack out the house and she sold it and she never came back.
Right.
But the problem with that house, as an aside, was that each person who bought it, and that house changed hands over and over and over and over. And each time something started to happen, there was a death or a horrible illness. And finally, one of the homeowners let me clear it. And they've been there they're the longest owner we've ever had in that house. So you can clear the energy and it can make a huge difference. And so this issue of resonance, as each person tried to improve it, the resonance shifted.
And we're going to be right back after this break. We are talking about, is suicide contagious? And we're going to be talking about what we have seen and what we've noticed and how you can help anybody who may be in that position as a surviving loved one. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path today. We're talking about, is suicide contagious? The CDC says that suicide rates between teenagers in the United States is up 70 to 77% in the past 10 years. What is going on? We're going to start this next segment about common things that the living feel and ask questions about when their loved one commits suicide. And I think these are all very valuable statements and questions that we're going to hopefully give you answers to. One is the stigma of suicide.
It's as if somehow family members have failed because there is...
Because they can't, they didn't stop it, right? They feel like they failed.
Right. The family feels shame and they don't even know how to, they can't process their own grief, but they also can't process or wrap their brain around that stigma. And if it's a child, they feel they have failed. I've met so many families this has happened to. They feel as if they failed as a parent.
And it's, failure is not the operative word because they will hide their pain so closely that you just simply cannot see, or you may not know how bad it is. So it's not really, it is not a failure.
And I think that for a family to heal, it's about learning. and about finding within yourself how to heal. And part of that healing is crossing over the person who's taken their own life. And this is, we see this in the military. I mean, so much suicide in the military. I hate to say that. I certainly saw that, you know, in my 20 years. And the command feels horrible. I mean, a death in the military is always going to be difficult.
Well, it's also a death in the family.
It's a death in your military family, basically. And they don't even know how to process their grief. And that happened to me one of my last commands, and I had 2.5 suicides. The last guy we were able to save, actually his wife saved him. And all three of them were relationship based. They had failed relationships. In their mind, they were failed. And so they did that. And there's a lot of theories in the military about it. It's as if one guy is, quote, able to do it, that means that another guy can possibly do it. And it's a horrible thought process, but I've watched that happen before. And in those cases, all those years ago, I didn't know how to cross those guys over. I certainly would have done it.
Okay. You know, one of the biggest questions that families have is, my loved one going to hell for doing this?
I hear that a lot.
We hear that all the time, or they should go to hell. I mean, sometimes people can be really cruel. And the truth is that they do not go to hell. What happens is their frequency is so low that they cannot cross over. And so when I've worked with, you know, people, kids who've committed suicide in death, because we can talk to them, it's like there's this huge fog bank over in front of them and they cannot see the light that's waiting for them. If you've ever been in a really dense fog bank, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And that's what it looks like to them, and they cannot see the light. And a lot of times they may not feel worthy, but the fact is they need help, and they need our help, your help, to cross over. And once they cross over, then the healing and restoration can begin. But are they going to hell for what they did? No.
It's not about punishment. They're already punished. That darkness was so great that no one can imagine it if you haven't felt it. And they feel guilty because they can now see what's happened to their family and the torture their family's going through. So now they're even more tortured themselves.
And they're always so sorry.
They're so sorry. And again, our focus is we must cross them over. And I think that that's a really, really critical one.
I helped a woman whose brother, you know what? I'm sorry.
We have a caller. It's so exciting.
Kat, who do we have?
We have Angela. Let me get her in here. Angela?
Hey, Angela.
Can you hear us? I think she's not hearing us. I think that she'll be on in a second.
She'll be on in a second. Kat, just go ahead and just pipe in when she's there. Anyways.
What we're saying is that if you can cross your loved one over, then those divine beings in the heaven world and all faiths have a concept of a higher being.
A God, a source, creator,
the divine,
whatever
the term is, yes. Every faith on the planet has some belief system that connects them to the higher, the greater one.
Right.
I think that she hung up. And the point is, once they're there, there are what are called counselors of divine wisdom that are able to help them. And that means that if you're able to facilitate that, and we've been able to do that, but we don't want to feel like we're the only ones. That's why we wrote this course, Healing the Grief of Suicide, to teach people how to help. It's horrible to feel like helpless. I had one woman ask me.
It's hard because we feel like we failed them in life and now they haven't crossed over. And now we're failing them at death, but we don't have to.
We don't have to. And one woman asked me about her son who took his life. And she said, you know, I talked to a psychic who said he's playing in a field with Jesus. And I'm thinking, I think that the psychic, again, was very well intentioned, but I could see him. He wasn't playing in a field with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so it was an opportunity to teach her to cross him over. And I think that it empowered her. Mm-hmm. And it's the last act as a family member or a friend that you can do for someone. And it may be that they've been tortured life after life. We don't know.
Right. We just simply don't know.
And I think one of the biggest tools a family can use is to withhold judgment of that person. Okay, it looks like Angela is back.
Oh, is she back? Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi there.
Hey.
Can you tell us your story, please?
Well, so I have two boys in school, and one of them was a senior a couple of years ago. And he had a classmate that unfortunately committed suicide. A beautiful, wonderful spirit. She was the life of the class. She was just, it was so out of character. And I knew of her because my kids have been in the school for years. And it just happened that my next door neighbor was best friends with the mom. So I knew she was devastated. I was trying to be there for her. All my kids were very upset and their friends. She had been in a relationship and they had just broken up. There had been a school dance on Friday, and she was there. She seemed fine even after the breakup, just her normal, warm, loving self. And then the very next night, decided to jump in front of a train. Such a tragic ending.
That's truly tragic ending. Her parents must have been stunned.
Devastated. Probably in middle school.
And did you feel her presence after she killed herself?
Well, so here's the weird thing. It was probably Wednesday. So this happened Saturday. It was probably Wednesday. And I just had the worst headache. I've experienced headaches in the past. This was different. This was debilitating. And it was sudden, a sudden onset. And there was nothing that I could do. I couldn't even pick up my stepdaughter from school. I had to call my husband. I had to go lay down, and nothing I could do. I was concerned. And the very next day, I happened to be going to my sister-in-law's house, Michelle, and Laura, you were there.
That's right, yeah.
And after meeting you, you were like, Zoe's with you. And I was just like...
That headache you were picking up was her... was that child's blunt force trauma
to
the head. And
you sat there and told me exactly what happened to her, how you would know that. I have no idea, but
And Zoe hadn't crossed over. That little girl had not crossed over she had somehow connected with you. And this is what happens. And I'm so grateful you called in, because this is what we wanted to explain, is that when somebody dies and they don't cross over and the living starts picking up odd physical symptoms, that probably means there's a soul with them that needs help in crossing over.
So how did you, Angela, what happened next?
Well, what happened was Laura was able to step me through some of what I was feeling and had been feeling, and we found the connection. The connection was my next-door neighbor, who was a good friend of mine. I'm an empath to the nth degree, and I was feeling so bad for her and through her for the mom. I'm a mom. Yeah. I can't imagine
exactly
what this would feel like. And it was also so out of character. I was worried about my own kids and their safety. Why would something just so suddenly happen? So I worked with Laura, and I was actually able to, eventually we helped her cross over. But she was actually telling us that she wasn't ready.
She was looking for a wake-up call, kind of, right? To get, some attention for help. And she took it one step too far. She thought she could outjump the train.
There was also some sort of entity involved, I think. And
yes. Yeah, that's right.
That's something that I am completely uneducated about. But before she crossed over, before we crossed her over, she actually came to her mom and told her mom about an entity. And I never spoke with her mom. I did everything through her best friend, my neighbor, because that was the comfort she needed. And her mom completely understood. And then we crossed her over. And, you know, I haven't seen or felt her presence since.
That's a really good point to bring up, because when a soul dies and when we leave this physical body and we cross them over, they don't come back here for vacations and holidays. Their job here is done.
Well, their experience on Earth is over.
For now.
For now.
Not forever.
And so when you realized that she was crossed over, how did that feel for you?
Well, it was probably the most emotional, physical, emotional reaction I've ever had with someone else not physically there. It was almost like I was in shock when we were crossing her over, but it was such a relief when it was over that it just was a huge weight off of me. I never had to worry about, you know, those headaches coming back. I have had others that I've had to cross over with Laura's help.
I know you have really had a lot of that in your peripheral life, and it still weighs us down just as much as if it were, you know, our kid or something, because we put ourselves in that position.
I guess the other element here is that this truly illustrates the point that when the person leaves their body by whatever their cause of death, they don't know what to do next. I mean, it's just that's kind of a cold fact. They have no idea what to do next. There's no one to guide them. There's no one to tell them what to do. And they're really, really confused. And the opportunity to attach an angel to them and use the crossing over prayer is enormous and is huge, huge service. It is absolutely the compassion you would want for yourself or your loved one or your own child. And I'm so glad you're able to get this help for her.
And it, you know, that was actually
crossover prayer.
What's that?
I've used the crossover prayer for a lot of times since then. And I know she was telling me before we crossed over that she was reliving that mistake. The moment she jumped in front of that train, she knew she made a mistake, and she was reliving that over and over and over again.
Yep,
and the
absolutely.
Impact that it had.
Yep.
The impact it had on her brother and her mom and her dad. And she was reliving that over and over again until we crossed her over with that prayer.
And if we hadn't have crossed her over, and that was actually, Angela is a sister-in-law of a friend of mine. I think that was the first time we'd met. Had we have not crossed her over, she would have been with her family as a ghost.
And her friends.
Impacting their level of grief and her friends. And it could have caused another suicide amongst any of her family and friends because her grief was so great. Not that she wanted people to commit suicide, but because that resonant energy is now hovering over these other people of that despair and that grief. And that's what we're getting at with this concept. Is suicide contagious? It can be. It absolutely can be, and we have to cross over every single soul.
And these kids, whether it's a teenager, I mean, I've heard of children as young as 8 years old taking their own life.
Yeah.
It's pretty horrific. Whether they're a military member and they have dead soldiers who are with them, and they can't shake it.
And that's, I think, critical. To that person's soul evolution and the soul evolution around them. And, you know, and I have to say that, you know, for the first time meeting Angela, she took it in stride really well. I mean, was it a coincidence? And this is a bigger picture thing.
Or synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
Better word. Yeah.
That, you know.
There are no coincidences.
Right. Exactly. That I was at Michelle's house the moment you showed up with this big problem. I mean, how many times do you go to her house? You know what I mean? Or myself as well. And so because of that, we got to help this child, and we helped this child cross over, which gives her the ability for healing and soul restoration and counselors of divine wisdom, but it also helps her family and her loved ones. And that's really what the goal is in this whole entire show, is to have the biggest impact possible for the greater good. And I can't thank you enough for calling in and sharing that story. It's Tina and I have crossed over thousands and thousands, and that story really still stands out to me to this day.
I did receive a lovely message from her mom, the only time I've ever really communicated with her, thanking me for helping her daughter.
Really?
And helping
Wow.
Yeah, it was just on social media and through my friend, and she just thanked me for helping them all get through this.
Wow.
And her daughter. And she was also open and receptive to all this. I didn't know her. I have never spoken to her in my life. And I thought, I'm not going to call her up and tell her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're being respectful. Yeah.
You have to be respectful of the family. We want to be really very clear about that. You can't rush up to the family and say, oh, I think I know what happened. If you are contacted in that context, or if it comes up, or if you send a prayer to the family, or have a way to communicate with the family that you have a way to assist their loved one, and if they would like your help, fine. Otherwise, here is a link to the crossing over prayer, which, you know, anyone can use.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Angela. We really appreciate you calling in. This is a topic that's near and dear to us, because we really have to help these tortured souls. And I want to talk about another scenario also, which is not in our notes.
Go ahead. We can add them.
Okay. I remember having a client a few years ago whose older brother, tears, whose older brother had really harassed her, had really abused her as a child. And as an adult, the brother ended up hanging himself and killed himself as an adult. And this client came to me because she had some severe neck pain. And I said, well, your brother's with you. You know that, right? She's like, yeah. And I said, well, you know, we need to cross him over. And she was like, I'm not crossing him over. He tortured me. He was horrible. Why should he go to heaven? He doesn't deserve that.
Whoa.
And
I can understand her.
I get that, because she was so abused by this older brother. And I think he was like 9 or 10 years her senior. Oh, so wow. It was a big deal. And I explained to her, no matter what the person did in life, no matter how horrendous they are, no matter how kind they are, in death, we have to cross them over. When we cross him over, he was not the most upstanding citizen. He did horrible things to you as a child. And once we cross over, it's not like he's going to be, you know, sitting on a cloud playing the harp, eating bonbons for eternity. That's not what happens. He's in my house, there are many mansions, so to speak. He will go to the appropriate realm of the heaven world that he is in resonance with. And when we cross him over, he will no longer be around you, which means your neck pain is going to go away.
So did that happen?
Within an hour, she was stunned. And she thought she was kind of punishing him by not crossing him over. But the reality is that he was kind of still after her in death. The dead can haunt the living.
As we well know.
And the living can haunt the dead. This was a symbiotic relationship. But we stopped that karmic clock by crossing him over.
Because this was a karmic opportunity. And there are some people who say, you know, they took their own life. That was selfish of them. They should be punished. And so why should we help them? That was so mean and cruel of them to do that. Again,
we have to take the judgment out of it.
You can't judge the person. It's not ours to judge. And actually, it's a great deal of freedom to go to that place of no judgment. If you cross that person over without any judgment, it's like it lifts this burden from your shoulders and who knows how many shoulders. And what we also don't know is what else was going on inside that person. Right. So many times When we ask them, you know, why did this happen to you?
Why did you do this? A lot of times they felt there was no way out of their despair. There's just no way out. And they start isolating themselves more and more and more. And one of the things that seems to be a more common thread with these teen suicides is that when we talk to these kids, they tend to play violent video games alone.
I hear this over, and this has happened in the military as well. Some people have lost their entire career, and some people literally took their own lives because there is this element of severe violence that lowers their resonant,
right,
personal resonant frequency till they're now in frequency or in resonance with violence. And they start to hear voices. They can't tell anybody because that would mean they're crazy.
That means they're crazy. And these voices can start to control them. Another issue is that sometimes, you know, they're feeling trapped or being bullied at school. We hear this all over on social media and in the news that this kid was bullied by this other group and they killed themselves. It really has to stop.
The bullying must stop. There was a story recently about an 8-year-old who was so bullied and he went home and took his life. There's another child who was actually bullied by his parents and he was 10, took his own life. And your heart has to go out to someone who's bullied that badly. The problem with a bully is that someone's abusing them.
Right.
It's not just they're a bully and they should be punished. Yes, that should stop. It has to stop. But what caused that person to be a bully in the first place? If you're the parent of a child who's being bullied, you have a responsibility to sit down with the school, the counselor, and the child's parents and discuss it, bring it to everybody's attention. And when you do that, it makes a huge difference. Actually,
you did that once. Go ahead.
I've done that more than once. One of my kids came home and was beaten up, slightly beaten up before the coach rushed over by this kid who was, I'm not going to say the name, but it was a name that would cause this teenager to be bullied. It was a bad name to give a boy.
That's sad, right?
Very, very cruel name. And his father was a horrible bully. And, you know, my son didn't do anything that would cause that. There was a fight. And so he comes home and he says, did the principal call you? And I went, no. And he said, but there was a fight. I was involved in a fight. They're supposed to call you. And I said, well, let's call the school.
Right.
We need to find out what happened. So I called the school and the principal was a great guy. Loved this guy. And he said, you have to understand this guy who, we know your son. He is not this, he's fine. There's not going to be anything ever said. This other teenager's father is so cruel that this kid bullies everybody. And if we report one more time, he's going to be expelled. And we work in what he has no ability to manage his rage. And sometimes that person will turn that rage on themselves or someone else. And the best parents can do is try to sit down or work with the school or try to separate kids in the situation. Social media can be cruel. I mean, it's just really difficult. In the military, what we see so much of are failed relationships over and over and over. I've had to talk to several mothers whose sons took their own life. And they said, you know, why did you think this happened? I said, our investigation said it was a failed relationship. And each time the parents said, yeah, that was true. That was always their biggest problem. And it was just heartbreaking for me.
Yeah, it is sad. And
we also have
a lot of times what we see, because we're talking about the dead who've committed suicide that come to us. A lot of dead who've come to us that have committed suicide have been those that have been abused by clergy, by religious leaders. And when you are sexually abused in the name of God, in the name of Source, you feel that nobody loves you. I must have deserved this.
You also are now separated from God. It's the cruelest, It's the cruelest element of this act. They are separated from God.
And this gets me going more than I think any other thing is that sexual abuse, that abuse by religious institutions in the name of God, because it destroys the very fabric of that person's soul.
Well, it goes right to the root chakra. And that person, it's their source of creativity. It's their source of connection to the divine on so many levels. But it also opens that person up to lower and lower and lower resonant frequencies.
And it usually when this happens, there's drug abuse, there's other forms of violence that are going on with this person. It is a downward spiral.
And we're going to go into that more when we come back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about the fact, is suicide contagious? And before we go into this next little segment, Tina, I want you to talk a little bit about PTSD and war zones, because I know we have a lot of military listeners.
PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, affects thousands and thousands of military members, men and women. And when that happens, there's a darkness that overtakes them. And we've talked about many causes of suicide, failed relationships. But sometimes if you or the lone survivor and all of these people died in a roadside bomb or an ambush.
Or even if it's one or two.
Yes, even if it's just one or two, or just somebody else in a related unit, or your whoever it is. Maybe it's a contractor who died. I don't know. But if that person still wants to be with the unit, there could be several things happening. Person doesn't know they've died.
That's common.
That's very common that we've seen with people who are in a military setting.
Who've suddenly been ejected out of their body.
They don't understand that they're dead, and they think they're still working with their military unit. And they have, not only have they not crossed over, they don't know they're dead.
And they get very frustrated that nobody's listening to them.
They actually get angry, and whatever caused their death can then begin to create physical manifestations in their living military members who are with them, and they just kind of hang around them all the time. And we've seen this, I mean, we've crossed over many thousands of military dead from different wars, and we've seen this a great deal. And so if you have a friend who is a military member and they're suffering PTSD, please use the crossing over prayer just as a matter of course, and you know, call that military member to attention and assign an angel and direct them to cross over
those dead. And it could be enemy dead that are with them also.
Absolutely. And at this point, again, you don't judge. You just move them on.
As we've said before, there's no religion in the afterlife. There's no judgment. Just cross them all over. The more souls we can help cross over, the better it is for this planet. We'll be talking about that in a future show. We recently created a course, an online course. It's a one-hour online course, Healing the Grief of Suicide. And the point of this course is to give the living the tools to help the dead, to give you your power back. Sometimes we can't help a loved one in life, but we can definitely help them in death.
What a concept.
And this week's show is Suicide Contagious is a pivot show, because we keep hearing about all of these teen suicides. And there's a high school near me where three kids committed suicide within a 6-month time frame. One of them was suicide by cop. And I was asked by a parent whose child attended that school to please cross these kids over. I did that. The suicide stopped. So this is the whole point of the Healing the Grief of Suicide, is to stop the suicide cycle.
Stop the contagion, as it were.
You know, I'm going to also put this out there. If you go to thekarmicpath.com, on that homepage is the link to Healing the Grief of Suicide. If you put in the code TTR, as in Transformation Talk Radio, just the three letters, TTR, there is a 10% discount code that you can use to take that course. And it's not an expensive course, but it can change lives.
And one of the main goals Laura and I have, and we've had it for a long time, is to teach the living to help the dead. We actually trademarked that.
We did, because it's an important thing. It's not something that people think about. When somebody dies, we focus our attention on the living. Yes, the living grieve. But if that soul hasn't crossed over, that's a problem, because we are in these mortal bodies for a little bit of time in the retrospective of the history of our soul. We spend more time outside of a mortal body than in one. But if we're stuck between dimensions, which is what's happening, a ghost is a soul who's stuck between dimensions. They're not stuck because they have other things they have to learn and do and whatever. No, they're stuck. Once you leave this physical body, this mortal body, your job here on this planet is done for now. You need to cross over into the heaven world, and only there can you get the soul healing, the restoration, and that counseling that we all need for our soul evolution. In fact, I think we wrote a book about that recently.
Yes, we did. We wrote a book called Soul Evolution,
Past Lives and Karmic Ties. And we talk about this in greater depth. It's a really important concept to really drive home, that anybody can help the dead. And you can do it without judgment. You can do it. It's just a compassionate thing to do.
It's important to understand that a lot of people say, well, you know, I hear this still. I don't believe in ghosts, but again, it's back to physics. It's mirroring the science. If the energy that's you cannot be destroyed, it has to go somewhere. And if
just like ice turns to water, turns to gas, it's the same concept.
It's recycled. We're always recycled. And it's possible.
I've been recycled a lot lately.
Yes. Well,
I'm kidding.
I think I've had the wire brush approach. If you can understand that most people don't cross over and they come back from that fourth dimension.
Without the healing and without the restoration, they come back broken. That's a problem.
And if you were able, imagine this concept. Maybe they haven't crossed over for, I don't know, how many, 10, 15 lives. But this life, this miraculous thing happened. Maybe there's a purpose to that person's death. And maybe it's this kind of healing that gets them into the heaven world once and for all and changes that life pattern, life after life after life. What a concept.
And it changes the life pattern for the family and those loved ones around that person because it echoes out. Karma echoes out.
And after you use the crossing over prayer, one of the coolest things I've had people say is they could feel a shift.
Yes. Yes.
And this, you know,
the caller Angela, who I had run into, felt the shift. Her headache left. That was a big shift.
I had another neighbor whose son was feeling more and more depressed. And then they started having psychic things flying around their house and everyone was terrified. So I worked on that. And there was a young man who was angry at his parents and he took his own life. It was a very gruesome way he took his own life. And several other kids had followed. So this living teenager had three friends take their lives.
This is what we mean by, is suicide contagious? And with that, we're going to kind of have to wrap things up. But if you go to the
karmic... Let me just finish one more thing here.
All right, one more thing. Real quick.
Once we crossed him over, everything in the house calmed down and none of the other kids took their lives. Yeah. We stopped that pattern.
We are offering Healing the Grief of Suicide. If you go to the website at thekarmicpath.com, use the coupon code TTR as in Transformation Talk Radio. And one of the big things that we want to discuss is that, you know, there's a cause and effect to everything we do. And even with suicide, that echo effect ripples out and it affects our relationships with our loved ones, both living and dead.
And if you can wrap your brain around that concept, then you can also understand that sometimes people hide inside of themselves.
Right.
And they put on a facade. One woman told me she tried 5 times and there's nothing her family could have done to stop her.
Yeah.
And something within her changed. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't.
And if somebody's died by suicide, send them healing prayers, compassion prayers. It's going to help them and it's going to help you. And before we end, I want to give a big thank you to The Oil Lounge. Check them out, theoillounge.com. And also thank you to producer Kat Grebe. We really appreciate all of your time and attention that you give to this show to make it amazing. Thank you.
And we want you to check us out at thekarmicpath.com. There's courses, there's books, and there are past episodes of this show on Transformation Talk Radio. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla-Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.